Title of the message, if you want, if you're taking notes, and you should be, you still have it. You still have it. It goes, Neil and I've been gone, went to Colorado to see my sister and spent some time out there. Lord didn't say stay, but boy, I was listening. You talk about a beautiful area. But I lived there 2 years, so I had a taste of it. I didn't know, but Vicky's husband had passed away, so we cried together and we laughed together. But anyway, I didn't realize it, but they had hiked for 7 years, 4 days a week. Retired. They'd get up and have their coffee and say, well, where do you want to go? Well, everything from where she lives is 15, 20 minutes away. Aspen to everything, like an hour, within an hour. Breckenridge is within an hour. And so guess who got to hike? Nice. I could not keep up with my 74-year-old sister. I was, but I was also adjusting to the oxygen that she was. So that's my excuse. But it was good. But I found out that my message, you still have it. But there's so much more you have that you don't know you have. Or we know we have it, but we've got out of the habit because of what's going on in the world. And Doc was so right on what he said. They call it misinformation, but I call it lies. And we've got so accustomed to walking in fear, we don't even realize it. Everybody here, everybody by internet, myself, we let fear come into our life, and we don't have to, because we have been taken care of in that arena. And I want to look at a few scriptures and see where we're going here. In Ephesians 6:12, everybody should know this scripture by heart. It says, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood." I like to put mother-in-law, father-in-law there, you know. Kids, wife, little marriage counseling right now. It's not your wife that's the problem. It's not your husband that's the problem. It's your pride. And you don't even recognize you're fighting the wrong thing. They're who they are. They were raised in a different world than you were. So go to this to solve your problem. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." It doesn't give you anything else but the spirit realm there. That is what you're fighting. That is what you're fighting every day. You know, Adam had it all. Krista, excellent word. I've got a mimosa tree. I've had two or three. And they're different. Instead of them just blowing, they go. They do. But they're pretty. But you can't judge the circumstances by what that tree's doing. And we can't judge the circumstances by what we're walking through. But we've got to know. See, Adam never had the wrong side to look at the beginning. He only seen out the window that was good. And then they made a mistake. They had misinformation. And they chose the wrong choice. And then what did it do to us? Well, 2 Corinthians 4:4 in the New Living Translation says, "Satan, who is the god of this world, took over." Because they made a choice to go against the things that God told them to do. See, obedience is not a law. It's just what we do. You're obedient to the things of God. It's just simple as that. You don't work and be obedient so he'll love you. You work towards obedience just because you know there's blessings on the other side. You're looking out the right window. You're seeing things like you're supposed to see. But see, he gives us so much more than we can even imagine. And we know it as we've walked through the things of the world. But see, Adam had the authority. The Bible tells us in the scripture that in Luke 9, it says he has authority over everything. Not Luke 9, but in the scripture it says he had authority over everything. All the creepy crawlers and everything. But there was no reason to have to worry about the spirit realm because he was always in the right realm. But then he lost that authority, and now we've got Satan, who is the god of this world. Which you say, well, he's not in charge of everything. Well, he's not, but he's the god of this world. And if you listen to him, he'll take you down. In Colossians 2:15, it says that Jesus came to disarm the principalities and powers. Now, what did I just say we were battling? See, Jesus came, and the songs that we sang this morning was exactly what it's all about. Jesus came to take that authority back that Adam was given. Did you hear me? He came and having disarmed the principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumph over them in it. Jesus came. Now he had to come as a man to accomplish this. Why? Well, let's walk through that. I want to share with you real quick. In Ephesians 3:10, it says, the authority will be seen through the believers in the power of darkness. That scripture basically doesn't say it that way there, but what it says is, I'm going to show that authority. Well, Jesus came as a man to help us show that authority. Now, stay with me this morning. We had it. We lost it. We can have it back. And if you're a believer, you've got it back. And if you're a believer, you know you've got it. But yet, the reason I brought this up is we are in a time where we're believing lies. We're believing fear. And all we have to do is recognize that Jesus came to give us authority. We have authority over the demonic spirits. Now, I'm going to walk through without going there, in Hebrews 1, chapter 1 and chapter 2. Just write those chapters down. I don't want to go in and read all that. What it shows you in those two chapters is God is first, Jesus is second, the angels are third, we are fourth. That's what it says when you read that. But then it changes when Jesus died for you, it changes in Hebrews and it said, now wait a minute. See, Jesus went from 2 to 4. He became a man. He had to. Why? Because when he died, he went from 4 back to 2 over the angelic beings. He was even below like we were. When we believe in Jesus Christ, I'm keeping this short this morning. When we believe in Jesus Christ, we believed that Jesus died and rose again. The Bible tells us in Scripture that we rose with him. So now what does that do to you? That puts you over the angelic beings. I don't think we teach enough that we have angels working for us all the time. But my point today is you and I that believe in Jesus, young and old, we have authority over the angelic beings, which are the demonic powers, which we are wrestling against. We don't wrestle against them. It says you don't wrestle against flesh and blood. You have authority. Now, I'm guilty. I know I have that, but I'm guilty in this day, and you're guilty in this day. Why are we not standing against what COVID has done to us? Why are we not standing on what the politics are doing to us? Why are we not standing what fear is doing to us? Why are we looking out the window where everything's chaos? Why aren't we looking and speaking to the window of the truth? Why aren't we speaking those promises? Why aren't we speaking those things? Why aren't we binding? The Bible says in Matthew 18:18, that whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. We're guilty. I'm guilty. At least, I don't know. Maybe you're standing strong. Maybe you're doing it all the time. Maybe that's why we're still going. But I've become guilty of letting that authority. Now, Linda battled cancer. Whenever you come in my heart, I did do this. But I've got so many areas that I'm not doing this. It's so simple. Since I have authority in the name of Jesus, not myself. Because see, in myself, I'm still a number 4. I'm down the post. But in Jesus, I can do all things. Yes, that was through his sickness, but it also, when you look at the scriptures, I, through him, have authority. And if I have authority, then I did, I bound that cancer. You say, well, did you not do that for your wife? Of course I did. But yet God is in charge, not me. I take what he's given me, and it works a lot, and it'll work a lot more if we would. Could you imagine the change to this church if we would bind the spirit of fear that stopped people from coming to church? Maybe not even the fear. Maybe just the complacency of Christianity. I've gotten the habit of staying in bed and watching. And bless you all, but you're missed. And you need to be here. And you need to be a part of this. I don't understand. I don't understand all of that. But it's not just here. It's around the globe. There are people that haven't even left their apartment because of fear. I'm kind of like Paul. To die is to gain. And if you're afraid you're going to get sick and die, you are in bondage and enslaved to what's going on in the world. Who cares what you get? God's going to take care of you here, or he's going to take care of you here. Why not be what you're supposed to be? Doc said it. We're supposed to be a witness to the world. We're not supposed to be talking about the problems. The news lets you think that 15,000 people, Haitians, showed up at the border all in one day. That's an island. Did they take a boat? See, you're getting part truth. And if you meditate on that, and why talk about it? Why not bind the spirit that is causing it? Why not bind the spirit of that lying spirit over Washington? Why not bind that lying spirit over cancer? Why not bind that lying spirit over your child going in through depression? Why not bind that spirit of poverty? Why not bind that? Why not take authority over those spirits and watch what God's going to do in your marriage? You know, don't get mad at your wife. Don't get mad at your husband. Just bind that spirit that's got you confused on the love that you had prior to it. It's amazing how nobody wants to come back to that first love. I was blinded in love with Connie. And then we went through a stretch like everybody else where all we did was fight. I didn't know what I was coming home to from work. It was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But then I had this revelation. I can't change her. She can't change me. And then we just started having fun. I didn't even have to bind the spirit. I had to bind the spirit that was in me. I had to speak to that spirit that was in me. I had to start saying no. I'm reading a book by Caroline Leaf that's so deep. I'm reading about a page a month. It's got so deep now. Doc would probably just devour it because he understands all the technology she's using. But fact is, whatever you, and I've said this how many times, whatever you spend time thinking on, that's where you're going to go. And we've got to recognize that if I'm spending my time on the news and I'm spending my time on the problems, you know, the thing is, just real quick, what can you change at the situation at the border? Nothing. You can call your congressman, you can write your, and those things don't hurt, but you can't change anything. We can't change it with our vote, with the lying that goes on. It's all up to God. So our place is to do what he says. Start praying. Spend more time with me. Spend more time speaking the truth over it. Lord, thank you that the Bible tells me that we win. Thank you, Lord, that the Bible tells me that we're victorious. Lord, I bind those unclean spirits that are trying to draw my teenagers away from the truth of God. I bind those things. And like Krista said, everybody, every child here, young and old, has heard the word and knows the truth. And we've got to just continue to stand and bind the spirits that are trying to draw them away. The world's went nuts, but we're not. So don't lose sleep over it. Just pray and thank you. Lord, thank you that you've got this. Lord, thank you. And when he gives you that unction to bind a spirit that is evil, take that authority. In the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit. I think it was Bradley, or maybe it was Keith. I don't remember. One of the kids had a crazy fever. And we bound that spirit years ago, and it just went, whew. And I don't remember what the situation was, but we had something go on, and we bound the spirit, and all of a sudden our dog, Frisky, was out on the front porch, and he started flailing around. Guess where that spirit went? So be precise when you tell it to get completely away. One time, I'll never forget this, we were at Marilyn Hickey's church in Denver, and they were praying for a person with backache, real bad back problems. And we got in the car, and he was just tossing and turning, and my back's just hurting, my back. Well, duh, over my head, and we drove all the way from Denver to Colorado Springs, where we was camping, and it just, boom, a light. And I grabbed him, and I said, in the name of Jesus, you stinking foul spirit that's taking care, got his back, you leave right now. That was it. We went on hiking, and see, it's real, folks. And you say, well, I've never done that before. Well, then if you're new in this, just try it. And he will show himself when you do it. Because it's in the Bible, all through it. I mean, my goodness, folks, read what Jesus did with the demons. It was constant. We can do this. We can be at that place of recognizing that whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, Matthew 18:18, and recognize that he has got it. He's taking care of it. He wants us to operate through this. He wants you to use the authority that you have. You say, well, how often? Every time he brings it up in your spirit, no matter what the situation is. Even if you miss it a little, he don't care. He just wants you to know that he's got it. He does have our life in every situation, every circumstance. Vicki and I were watching some people climb 300-400 feet up in the air and driving these little pegs in between a rock. And the guy drove this one and he hooked his rope on it, and then he leaned back to go to the next one and the pin come out. Well, he'd put one about 20 feet below, so he swung. Vicki and I both went, he didn't act like it was no big deal at all. He just got back a hold of the rock and started climbing back up. Could you imagine if you can have faith in something like that? Think what you could have if you just trusted the one that made you. And come to that place in your life where, Lord, I am not going to get excited about all this that's coming around me. I know you've got me. Completely. And I didn't have to drive the peg and hope that it held. I know I'm held. It's kind of like that insurance commercial. He's got you in the palm. He's got you. But remember, everything that you've got, don't you hold it like this. See, that's what that person did that drove that in. It's all them. It's all them. No, it'll break free. And anything you've got, you hold it and you love it and you take care of it. But I'm telling you, it can... Ruth, who would have known? Kevin went over seeing her a lot. I got to go with him, 2-3 weeks ago or so? 89 years old and sharp as a tack. Getting around well, trusting God. Well, then this last week she lost her son, Alan, and then now the family's got to deal with this. Where's their hope got to come from? And we've got to recognize we have. You say, well, couldn't we have bound that spirit to take her? She was 89. She told us, anytime, Lord. To me, that's the best way to go. Monk, I've said it more than once. It's going to happen right here. I've got to quit saying that or it'll happen right here. And then Doc, don't try to pull me out of it. I'll be okay. Just go like that. Go ahead. Give me time to get above you so I can see it all anyway. God is good. We read earlier, Ephesians 6:12. Don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but wrestle against the powers of darkness that's around about us everywhere. Different demon forces are doing different demon things. They're fallen angels. We have authority over angelic beings. Tell them, leave me alone. Tell them, leave my child alone. Tell them to get out of here because you have the authority. And trust that God's going to do his part and take care of it. See, there's nothing above him. Nothing. Every knee, every name, the Bible tells us this, will bow to the name of Jesus. We've got this. Then in Matthew 18:19 says that it's yours. 18:19 says, where two or three come together, so there I will be. He's always with us. Krista didn't have a clue where I was going. But the Spirit of God did. That same Spirit that directed her and Neil with the music and the word is the same Spirit that's living inside of each one of you. And all we have to do is do the next right thing and listen to that Spirit. And then take the authority that we've got. Don't put up. There's some stuff you don't have to put up with. And if you do have to put up with it, he gives you the grace to walk through it. So what you do is you just stand your ground and trust and stay in peace and know that God has got every situation, every circumstance in your life. And he'll take care of that. Guys and gals, come on up and let's close out. I can't remember the last song right now in my mind, but as I was sitting and listening to it during the rehearsal, it fits so perfect. What is the name of the song?
No Fear.
No Fear. There is no fear. You know, Vicki and I were talking. You know, I can walk out here like this with my toes hanging over the edge. But out there, when I walk up to an edge, if I got within 10 feet, she was freaking out. And I said, well, Vicki, at church, I can walk right up to the edge. She said, yeah, but look down. I said, no, I'm not looking down. Now, that kind of fear is built to keep you alive. I'm talking about the tormenting fear that everybody tries to bring on you. We don't have to walk in that. We can walk in a trust and knowing that God has got us. And then when he says, take care of that demon spirit, you bind that demonic force and you watch what God's going to do in your life. Let's close out.
Right now, anything can happen. Right here, everything can change. It is time, cast all your cares upon him. Right here, right now, no fear. Don't fret, just run into his presence. Just know he's got every single tear. Be cleansed in the holy rain of Jesus. Right here, right now, no fear. Just turn your eyes upon Jesus. Jesus.
us to stand in that position that you placed us. Help us to stand in that place of binding those wrong spirits that are moving and operating on this earth, and help us to be a part of what you're doing in these closing days. And we thank you, Lord, that you've got it all. Our place is to trust in you and live in peace, not in fear. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Call you blessed. There are a few highlight places over here. Everybody listen up. We got about three positions we need to fill with adults, and they're highlighted. So if you want to run over and just put your name in, that'll be fixed. That'll help us. Then we got a deacon's meeting in about 5 minutes. Call you blessed.